It's always such a pleasure to welcome Gavin Witt to WBJC. He's the Associate Artistic Director at Centre Stage, and he's working on a production of Shakespeare's As You Like It. And this is going to be running through February the 14th in a new venue. This is Towson University Centre for the Arts Main Stage Theatre. It's always lovely to welcome you back, Gavin. Thanks for coming in.
It's thrilling to be back. Thank you.
And really, we have to talk about the new venue so that we don't all, like homing pigeons, head down to Centre Stage.
That's right. You will not find us there on Calvert at 700, where we normally are, at least for a year. It's only a year while some major renovations take place, spiffying up the place. But in the meantime, we have a wonderful residency at Towson University in their beautiful, still reasonably new, Center for the Arts.
And this is a connection that you have because you teach there, don't you?
That's right. I have taught there. A number of our staff over the years have had teaching relationships. And so we were able, in partnership with the Department of Theater there, to have a little bit more extended partnership than just a residency. A number of students did a masterclass in dramaturgy, for instance, through the fall, and were able to contribute on the production and share drafts of the script revisions as we went along, and they're participating. And then there's six members of the Towson student body in the ensemble of the production.
So this year is a big year for Shakespeare, 400 years after his death. And it's a good time to look back at him and his life and facts like the fact that he only had men in his productions. And what I love about this is that you're turning that entirely on its head with As You Like It.
Absolutely. I love that as well. So indeed, they were originally performed only by men, even though he wrote some of the greatest roles for women that would have been boys or young men playing those. And in many of the plays, As You Like It very much included, they embrace the delicious irony of frequently having young men playing women who then end up playing men in the play. Of that theatricality. And so we are turning that on its head. We have a company of 18 women performing this play. They're playing the men, they're playing the women, and of course, along the way, they're playing the women who pretend to be men. Well.
And so director, a new director to Centre Stage, Wendy Goldberg, she's described this as being Shakespeare's most gender-bending play. What makes it that?
I think it is. I think when we began the conversation about the notion of an all-female production, As You Like It leapt to the front of our conversation for that very reason, that it investigates the idea of the performance of gender, the performance of gender identity, the most explicitly. It's not as if in Merchant of Venice or Two Gentlemen of Verona or Twelfth Night, which we were speaking of a few years ago, he doesn't similarly have women who disguise themselves. But in this, it's so central to the story. And that idea of what it is to be a man or be a woman or how to present that is very much at the core. So I think that's what she's thinking about when she says that, that it is part of its theatrical and narrative enterprise. So it lent itself wonderfully to that. And the journey into the forest becomes a journey of exploration for everyone, including how they present.
It's always a pleasure to speak to Gavin Witt. He's Associate Artistic Director at Centre Stage. He is also the adapter and dramaturg for this production of Shakespeare's As You Like It, which will be in their temporary residency at Towson University running through February the 14th. More information is at centrestage.org. As always, a pleasure, Gavin. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Judith.